Shabbat Shalom.
Whenever you're ready.
Oh, good. I feel very comfortable sitting here because I taught my Bible class and history class here in this chapel, and I've enjoyed so much that experience. I just want to take a few minutes to explain why I'm going to be chanting the Haftorah, this particular Haftorah. Originally, I was going to be doing this next week, because next week would be the actual parasha for my bar mitzvah during the festival of Hanukkah. So when I checked to the office to put in my request, lo and behold, for years now, next week was already taken by another celebration. So then I just picked the Shabbat before, which is today. Actually, it turned out, in my mind, very appropriate. And I'd like to explain that to you before chanting the Haftorah. In a sense, this Haftorah, taken from the book of Amos, is the story of my life. My father, Oliver Shalom, was a rabbi, an Orthodox rabbi. My grandfather, an Orthodox rabbi, for generations. Therefore, I knew and was determined that I would never be a rabbi. That profession did not appeal to me at all as a youth. You have to live in the home of a rabbi, especially in those days, to appreciate the difficulty that's involved in it. So I said to myself, Dayenu. My family has done its part. So I tried to go into a field that would be as far away from being a rabbi as possible. Deciding to become a chemist, where I know that as soon as I entered the field, I would not be observing Shabbat. Dayenu. As much as I struggled not to be a rabbi, something happened. And what happened is what we read in the Haftorah today, which is why, through sheer chance, I'm chanting it on the eve of my 98th birthday. Now, look what it says. Story is told about a man named Amos. Amos didn't go to rabbinical school. Amos was a harvester of the sycamore tree. It reminded me of being a chemist. Why? You didn't talk to people. All day long, you were working in the fields. One of the things that disturbed me so much as a chemist was that there was no opportunity daily to be involved in conversation. And then we read in the book of Amos, Hayishag Aryeh Biyahar Peteref Enlo Hayitain Kufir Kolo Mimo Nato Bilti Imlachad. Can a lion roar and not have encountered the animals that it was pursuing? It goes on to say, would a bird, this is like an eagle, tzipor, swoops down on a trap and not be caught? If a trap catches, traps something, and it's not find success. In terms of a life, not everything is predictable. I have known many individuals who, because of their being born in certain families, were determined to find a new path in life. A lion had roared. And who cannot be captured? Well, a lion roared to me. In my very early years, I had already gotten a master's degree in chemistry. I had already received a job as a research chemist. At the same time, I was a devoted Zionist, not only because my family history, but of what was going on in the world in the 40s. The entire Jewish people was being wiped out. I recently saw a wonderful film showing how close the Nazis came to win a total victory, which really would have been the end of the Jewish people. There was only one hope, an absurd hope, that somehow that tiny land of Israel was going to emerge after 2,000 years as an alive, enthusiastic Jewish home. I heard a lion roar by going to Brandeis Camp. The name of that lion was Rabbi Milton Steinberg. Never in my life had I ever been so moved by his words. And I was willing to throw away virtually all that education that I had received and devote myself to the cause of the Jewish people. Like it or not, I was going to become a rabbi. And guess what? I liked it. Liked it very much. I believe that every one of us, at one point or another in our life, hears the words of a lion. We all hear a still small voice telling us what we should do with our life, how we can make our life more meaningful, how we can translate our gifts, our energy, which I used to have, how we can fulfill ourselves to make, truly make, a better world. But you have to listen to that voice. It's never too late to do that. And I realized it, and I fully understood what happened to Amos and how he dropped everything that he had been doing totally dedicated himself as a prophet in Israel. So I was sure glad that I couldn't celebrate my own personal birth date and instead had to remind myself of what Amos did, how he was transformed, and when he was transformed, he transformed his people.